safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey, spit it out your mouth.
Yes. What up, though? Oh, man. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That is indeed the number to dial to the show, man. www.k100internetradio.com. All right? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. And also, we're on Web Radio Central right now. Any of you guys that normally listen to my show, do me a huge favor. If you my Twitter tweets or my Facebook people, I blasted out a couple of times today a link called Web Radio Central. It's a new service that we're trying to use another way that people can stream K100 Internet Radio. And we think it's going to be good for the show, but, of course, we're live on the air. We can't listen to it at the same time. So if you're our friend and you've seen us blast that out, where the fuck is the background music? If you see us blast that out, man, you feel me? Go ahead and hit that site. Let me know what you think. Is our sound quality coming through? Like, we hope it's going to come through in there. This is another way to just spread our word, spread our show around, you feel me? And get the name out a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? But it's a new service. This is the first show that's ever going to be streamed through that particular site. And so we just kind of want to know what it sounds like. Let us know what you think. We can only stream it live, so it's not a replay. So you have to listen to it when we're live. That's webradiocentral.com/K100internetradio. And if you're, my Facebook friend or whatever, I've been blasting that link out all day. So just click on it and just tell me, does it sound better than Blog Talk? You know, Blog Talk got all them fucking ads and shit. That shit be driving me motherfucking crazy. But the Web Radio Central shit, I just want to know, you know what I mean, what y'all think about it? Is it popping? Should I like, cancel that or whatever? But you guys got to listen to it while it's live because it's a live streaming site. But it's just another way that you can listen to K100 Internet Radio, of course, for free. It doesn't cost you anything like that. You know, it's nothing. But I just want to know what the sound quality sounds like and everything. You know, is it worth me, you know, using their service or not? But only you guys can actually tell me what's really popping with that. All right? So, anyway, you know what it is, man. Episode 290. Yes. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Also, the parent site, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Once again, www.chainlessentertainment.com. Y'all check us out, man, and read up about us. You can check out our history, what our mission is, what we're trying to do here with K100 Internet Radio. You feel me? You can hear some of the music that we got on the label and everything like that, man. We got a lot of new people that's going to be tuning into the show for the first time tonight. A couple of more announcements, man. This Wednesday right here, we're going to be live. We're going to be judging on the panel at Throwbacks, one of the biggest open mics in the Atlanta, Georgia area. If you're in Atlanta, then make sure you go through and hit up Club Throwbacks, man. You feel me? Over there on Old Nat. Her 2 Chainz was shutting the city down with a video shoot over there today. Shouts out to the homie. But go over there, Old National, you know, right off the interstate. Just ask anybody what Throwback that you can't miss it. It's right off the interstate, right off the, when you get an Old National off 285. And we're going to be over there judging some of the talent that's coming through, you feel me? You know, doing internet radio and K100, you know, that gives us credentials to do stuff like that, man, you feel me? And a lot of the artists that you'll be hearing on the show, some of them we met at Throwbacks. Some of the artists, hopefully, that I got on the show tonight for Ill or Kill, hopefully you guys will go out there. You know, if your song gets ill and we playing your song, hopefully you'll go out there and rock the open mic if you want to. If you're an open mic artist, everybody's not an open mic artist. I'm not really one myself personally. But I know a lot of artists who are open mic artists that have music on this show. So come out and chill with us and rock your song this Wednesday at Club Throwbacks at the open mic, man, hosted by Street Talk. Entertainment. They do real big things on the South Side. They've been on the South Side for like years. You can't say you a South Side motherfucker doing music and you never heard of Street Talk. I don't believe you. No matter if you fuck with them or not, you can't tell me you never heard of them. Just don't believe you, pimp. Just don't believe you. Either you lying about doing music or you not on your grind. Take your pick. Now, you know what this is, man. It's ill or kill. Let's put y'all up on something, man. Alright? And first of all, everybody, I'm doing two iller kills. I'm doing iller kill tonight and tomorrow. Reason being, I didn't do iller kill last week because we was down in the 813. Shout out to Tampa Mystique, Cool Running DJs, all those people down in Tampa that showed us crazy love. We went down there for a networking event. We were invited out. K100 was and Go Bully Promo. And special guests, man, they showed us crazy love down in Tampa, man. We had a fucking ball in Tampa last week. So I didn't do iller kill last week. So now, this week, I'm going to do it back-to-back. And then you know why? Because since I didn't do it last week, I got 48 freaking submissions for iller kill. Now, we all know I'm not going to be able to play 48 motherfucking songs. That's 48 people who sent me in the songs. Oh, but I'm not concerned. Because out of them 48, maybe 10 of these artists are going to actually follow instructions and call into the show and have their supporters call into the show. Maybe 10. That's okay. No pressure on me, but I got all the music, though. Let me tell you some of the people that I got, man. Just give you a little rundown. You feel me? For Illa Kill tonight, we got Gnarly Boys, Tucson Sam, The 13th. That's his name, The 13th. I got to hear that song. KIA or Kia, I don't know. If it's Kia, I don't know what she's going to do about that. You know it's already a Kia. Lace, Mona J, C-Weez, Cena, Young Damon, Young Potent, Ruckus, Charlie Rock, Justin Royal, Hype, Papa Smurf, AJ, Michael D, what is this, Freaky Ways, Cutie Kid, Marquise Jai, Kid Terrific, Bama, Georgia Boy, Mucho De Niro, Cheryl Boy, Dougie F. Bueller, Renee Gardner, Ill Dot Logic, Young Ride and Big Fell, High Post, Boomalot Boys, Jay Jr., Louis P., Price, Lauren, Skills. Yeah, like, it's a lot of people. So, you know what I mean? I got a lot of music, man. So, you know, the quicker the people get on the phone lines and fill them up, man, the quicker we can go ahead and start the voting. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. If you're on the phone lines, man, a couple things I need to let you guys know in case maybe this is like your first time tuning in the show. One thing. For iller kill, I ask, but I know it's not mandatory, but I'm just trying to help you enjoy the experience of iller kill. It's better if you can when you do iller kill because you're judging and you're basically the judge and jury of these songs. These artists don't get put into rotation if you kill them, right? So I would like for you to be able to listen to the music in the best possible way. So if you are by a computer, I would ask that you log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/K100. That's the link that I've been blasting everywhere. Listen to the show through computer speakers and stuff so you can hear it real nice and crisp. You don't have to do that. If you can't do that, if you can only call into the show and listen to it on your phone, if you got a smartphone like an iPhone or some shit, throw your headphones on, man, so you can get a better feel of the song. So when you're saying, is that shit ill? That shit be killed. You're really hearing the artist's song, you know, in the best possible way. You know, it's internet radio, so it's already a degradation in quality just on GP because it's internet radio and it's coming through at a compressed bit rate. That's some technical shit. Don't worry about it. What I'm saying is the best way to listen to this is through, you know, headphones. You know what I mean? Internet radio or computer monitors. You know what I'm saying? Speakers and stuff. So if you can, log on to the show. Keep your phone on, 347-934-0966, so you can actually vote. Make sure you press the number 1, okay, when you get to the phone lines. So you can, you know, actually, so I know that you actually want to vote on the music, make sure you press the number 1. I'm still going to come to your phone lines anyway, right? And when you're voting, we only got really one, there's no rule here. All I don't want you to do is like, say, oh, well, at least that person, I mean, they could be out there doing a whole bunch of other shit, but they tried, so I'm going to ill it. No, fuck that. And then you put me in a fucked up position and not play some shit, even though it got ill. If it's whack, kill it. If it's good, ill it. Alright? It's that simple. One major thing that we listen for here at K100 Internet Radio is quality. Alright? You can tell on this show, even though it doesn't sound as crisp as FM radio, you can tell when some shit wasn't mixed right and mastered right, and when the artists didn't spend their money and go to a real studio and get their shit recorded. Because it just sounds like total shit, because some of the songs that are recorded right are going to sound great. I had an artist not too long ago question my integrity as a show by saying, well, a lot of people killed this song because it was like poor quality. And he was like, yo, man, I think it's something going on. I mean, did you adjust anything? I'm like, no, nigga. Then you hear three songs before that sounded great, and then your shit sounded whack. That shit wasn't me. But you what? It just get it mixed and mastered. Kick that money out. That's all. That's what you have to do with it. If not, that's what we're going to do to it. It's going to get killed. It's going to get flushed. You know what I mean? That is not on me. And this is why I do the show this way. So it doesn't seem like, I don't want to, because I'm not a DJ, so I don't want to be like, oh, I know what the hit is. No, I'm going to let the people decide. And then I'm just going to play it in rotation. You feel me? You know what I mean? You know, so you need to have a national hit, not something that just only your hood, your set, your block, or your zone going to feel. You need to have music that everybody likes. You know what I mean? We got a lot of people from all over the country on the phone lines. Right now, we got 443-337-678-850-44-267-214. Who else? Was a couple of different ones from there, a couple of 404s from Atlanta. Of course, we're broadcasting live from Atlanta, so there's going to be more of those. And 0177, no, those are all Atlanta anyway. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and get ready to start the show, man. You feel me? Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. A couple people already hitting the lines. Maybe they want to check in. Let me see who this is, because it might be an artist. Also, if you're on Twitter, if you can't call in or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because you ain't got no phone, but you are listening live on the show, whatever, hit me up on you know, Twitter at K100_radio. You know what I mean? But don't just be hitting me up talking about you listening and then you over there getting some head or some shit. Let me tell you right now, I'm not responsible for no song getting killed. And you know why I'm never, you know why I don't feel bad when songs get killed, dog? Real shit. I don't feel bad when songs get killed. Because at the end of the day, I tell the artists when I email them back, you can have your people call in and support you. You feel me? So you can have 10 motherfuckers call in here, and that's your 10 votes right now. Your song could be straight garbage. You still could win. The point of that is to see if you got any kind of following or any kind of fan base. You can't convince 10 people to call into this show? Why not? What are they doing right now? It's a fucking Monday at 8. Oh, wait. Is the game on? Ah. Anyway, let's see who on the phone line. 267. What up, though? Who's this?
This is Marty.
Marty, what up, Marty? Who you representing? You calling for a certain artist?
No, you know I'm representing the show from Team Barrels.
Yo, the homie Barrels be showing crazy love, man. I got to fuck with Barrels.
Yeah, that's me, man.
Yeah. Yo, be showing love, man. You'll be retweeting everything, man. You feel me? And putting it out there, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to y'all for that. You know what I mean? For real. I fuck with y'all a long way for that, man. Because everybody who helped spread the show, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I want Barrels to do, though?
What's that?
I want Barrels to get rid of... I want a better mix on One Clip, Two Clip. Because I like that record. But I feel like it can be mixed better. And I can play it more.
I'll definitely tell him.
Know what I mean? Because I like that record. Yeah. But I don't play... You know, I told you I don't play... Even if you get ill and get on the subway, I still can defer not to play it as much if the mix isn't up. Because when I'm playing a lot of songs that got a great mix, I don't want to mess the mix up by playing a song that's good, but that got illed, but it's not up there with the quality. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I actually don't play a certain song that I may like just for that one reason. I may skip over it and then get it on the next one. You know what I mean? But that song...
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Tell them to do that for me, though. But I fucks with y'all anyway. I play it anyway. You know me. I'm playing it anyway. But I think I'd play it a lot more if it was crisp. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, hello. Let me see. This was 443 Baltimore. What up, though?
What's going on? You going to remember my number one day. It's Twink.
I know. I know who it is. I just wanted to say that out loud so they know where you calling from. I know who you is, Twink. Damn it. What's up?
I'm actually calling this week on behalf of Dougie Afila.
Of course. We're going to go ahead and get him loaded up and everything since you on the phone line.
And to tell you, I actually, remember on Twitter when I said I was going to start rapping? I actually am getting in the studio in about 2 weeks and doing my first song. So you'll have
God.
That as soon as it's done. It is really cute.
Seriously? Come on. Why does
I'm
everybody...
so
stop
serious.
It. Stop.
Why do you want to rap now? I can't. I got to start the show. I can't. I'm talking to you. I can't do it. I can't do it right now. Why? Just tell me why. Why do you want to rap now? Why do
because
you want
I'm,
to
I'm
rap
o- okay,
now?
I don't want to rap. I'm only doing one song because I want to prove that nowadays it does not take skill to be a rapper.
We know. No, duh. What are you want to beat a dead horse? You want to beat a dead horse?
Yeah.
You want to make us feel? You want to make us feel even worse by proving something that we already know? Us real artists out here that's really about their life. We know that.
Well, I'm actually featuring.
What
are
you? What's your point?
I'm featuring on an artist on song though. So.
All right, fine. Let me know when it's done. I can't swear. Everybody want to be a rapper. It's y'all fault though. It's y'all fault. Well, it's a lot of people's fault. It's all y'all fault. Fuck it. Stand by, Twink. 337. 337. What up,
though?
Who this?
Who you think it is? Who it sound like?
The only motherfucker on earth with that voice. What up, though? Rafi Raw checking in from the 337. What's happening, man?
I'm cooling, man. Watching the game. Showing you some support.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate everybody showing me support while the game is on. That's tough. I'm a sports enthusiast myself, but this is my thing. This is my gig. I must do this. And now, if this was Game 7, I might be off air. I'm just saying. Oh, the championship, not playoffs, just the championship, though, like Eastern Conference Finals or something. Something big, something major. I may defer. I may buck, which is another reason why I don't really do shows on the weekend, because I know I'm going to fucking be like, oh, I can't do it. So I only want to set folks up for the Oak stuff like that. Monday through Thursday, nigga. Monday through Thursday. All right? You send me your submission, homie. Hopefully, I can get to it, though, okay? All right?
If you don't, we'll do it again tomorrow. I'm here.
Because you know I'm doing the show tomorrow, so we'll be good tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I definitely get to it tomorrow if I don't get to it today, because I already got 48. I don't know if you was on, I got 48 songs already.
We'll get to it tomorrow.
You want to stay around and vote, though, right?
Yeah, I called in, regardless.
All right. There you go. Yeah. What up, though? All right, let's get it, man. Episode 290. And this is how it works, ladies and gentlemen. I play the songs, the callers on the line, they vote. If I got 8 callers on the line, you're gonna need 5 votes to make it. You're gonna need 5 L's. If I got 10 on the line, you're gonna need 6 L's. Alright? Doesn't matter. It's gotta be a majority vote. You know what I'm saying? Normally the lines don't start filling up to like 20 people until freaking 9 o'clock when everybody get free minutes. I guess. I don't know what's up with that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and start with the, what is it, 8, 10 people that we got on the line. Doesn't matter. I don't need that many. If I got 5, best out of 3. Should have called in. Should have had your folks call in. I don't know what to tell you. First up, though, I'm going to start off with an R&B record. You feel me? And I'm, that's because I need more R&B in rotation, basically. And because, you know, I need more R&B in rotation. So, I think representing Louisiana, I think it is. This artist right here is named Cheryl Boyd. Actually started this artist perform live, really can sing. So this, you know, I don't listen to the songs really before I do it because I kind of want to enjoy the show with you guys and listen along for the first time. You know, I can give my opinion. But I seen her perform live and she killed shit straight up. So I'm anticipating this song to be good. This is Cheryl Boyd representing, Louisiana it was, The Way I Feel, right here on K100 Internet Radio, man, episode 290, Illa Kill, you know, I play it, you decide, judge, jury, and executioner. Let's go.
How do I stop? And I was thinking, what if
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you're listening to the show out there on the internet, please, please call in and support these artists. Call in and vote. Give them your honest opinion. You know, they need to hear it. This is about honest feedback. So if you don't like the record, it is what it is, you know. But still, it's if you do like it, then show them the support and make sure they get ill and make sure we get these guys ushered into the rotation so I can just play it at free will, all right? We'll start from the top. 267, what's up, homie? Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm Illa. That was a nice track. Good quality. I'm still in the flow. Had nice lyrics. I'm Illa.
Illa it. That's what's up. Twink, Illa Kill.
Ill.
Ill. Baltimore says ill. Baltimore and Philly both says ill. 337, in the booth. Ill or Kill?
Illa.
Illa it. Number 267-997, Illa Kill, what up, though? 267-997, what's up? Oh, they still listening on the phone. I'm going to come back to them. They haven't even, it's a lag. I'll be right back at 267. 316, Illa Kill.
I'm going to go ahead and ill that.
You going to go ahead and ill that. Who is this?
This KT, I sent you that top back.
Oh, KT, Kid Terrific.
Yeah.
No, you sent me up.
Yeah.
No, it says I'm gone. I got a song called I'm Gone. I don't know about Top Back, but I'm looking at the sheet.
Oh,
it says I'm Gone.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that the song? That's the right one?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It. Yeah.
All right, that's the one I have, so I don't have something called Top Back. All right, I got you, homie. You say ill, right?
Yeah, I ill it.
Illing it. Let's see. 678-362, Ill or Kill?
It's Avenue, man. You know I'm going to ill that.
Avenue, what's up, homie? Hey, I meant to tell you. You sent me the new song and it wasn't no MP3 attached.
Yeah, man.
Song maybe this time, sir, please.
Yeah, I'm going to see you the right one, man.
All right, man. Giving it to Cheryl Boy. Stand by. 850-319, Illa Kill.
That was nice.
Yeah? Who this?
That was real, man, right there.
Who this?
This real star.
Oh, Real Star, what's up, homie? 850 checking in. Jazz Star's people, she's already in rotation. Shouts out to the homie for calling in. Another ill. All right. I got a lot of people, my people on the line. Michigan girl, ill or kill?
I was definitely feeling that, so ill.
Ill, okay. All right. Let's see, 44569. This is my homie. What up, homie? 44569. Oh, he can't talk, probably. Can't talk. Oh, I'm gonna say no. It don't matter. Let's see. That's six. Doesn't matter. I don't have to go anymore. I'm gonna speed it up. Once I get six, that's it. That's six ills. That's actually seven ills. And we're gonna go ahead and move on. She's ill. She's getting to the subway. All right. We're gonna go ahead and move along. I don't have to take as many calls. I got way too much music. All right. So once I get six votes of ill, that's it. That's she can't lose because if she gets four more, don't matter. All right. I'm just going in that order. Because I got, like, so much music, all right? So, next up. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966.
All right? That's the number to dial to the show. Let's go to the next song. Next up, let's see. We got KT and them on the line, but we got a couple of people that's already tweeting me to fucking death. Let me play this nigga song. Maybe I can goddamn look at my timeline again. Shit. Georgia Boy. Georgia Boy. I know you can't call, but I'm finna go ahead and play your song, homie, because this guy had 30 people tweeting me at once. So then I'm trying to, like, read tweets that people are sending me, and I can't because Georgia Boy got my whole fucking at mention is Georgia Boy. But I like that. I like your enthusiasm, homie. I like your enthusiasm. The name of this joint is called Come After Comma. Come After Comma. This is Georgia Boy. Right here on K1's Internet Radio, man. You tell me what you think. Is it ill or should it be killed? Come After Comma. Georgia Boy. Run that.
I'm talking. Come after come. Okay. Come after come. Okay. Come after come. Okay. Come after come. I walked inside the bank, little shorty asked me what I needed. He screwed me, shorty, but I see my bank account exceeding. Them big faces exceeding. You see me, I'm a frogger for the Yoshi, I'm Luigi. Believe me, she asked me for my name. Little mama said her name's Jaleesa. Luminati for the Monday, but on Sunday she with Jesus. Shorty think she found a mate, but I got a date trying to get these G's up. I swear I crashed her once and left little mama paraplegic. No anesthesia, just shot the tequila. Woke up, I forgot it all, did it all again, amnesia. We sightseeing in Egypt, true religious, you see it. All my hoes, they European, bring my money back in no English. I'm distinguished. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. I'm all about them numbers. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. My bank account's a month. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. I'm all about them numbers. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. Georgia Boy's a month. Come after come, damn, I love them come. Got a white chick with some nice lips, treated like a virgin Madonna. Shawty better pay homage. Took ass from that Honda. Don't tell me, I'm 10 feet. So they blowing tree when I sparkle. Ask me what I want, I'm buying everything in honey. Shoes cost me 600. True religion, 600. All the boy knows how to give and go. Damn, I love this money. Got me running around the mall screaming, damn, I love this money. I'm sitting here 500 plus in VIP with a badge. Right. My bag gets to that Gucci bag, cold 50 grand of that cash shit. I'm Gucci down to the fat bag. My bank account so magic. I saw you doing gymnastics. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. I'm all about them numbers. Talking, come as come, come as come, come as come. My bank account's a month. Talking, come as come.
Man, you know the drill. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. Let me know what you think about it. That's Georgia Boy. Come after comma. Is it L? I dig it. But it don't matter what Blizzard thinks. Au contraire, mon frere. But what it does is what? 267. Team Barrels. Ill or kill?
I'll give that a L.
L. One. Twink, ill or kill? Baltimore checking in.
Ill, where are they from? Down south side?
Georgia Boy. Maybe he's from Georgia.
Okay. Just a guess. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Ill. Raffy, what's up, homie? Ill or kill?
Chilling, I like it.
I knew you were gonna say that. I knew you were gonna say that though. I did. I think I'm going to say that. Next up, KT, ill or kill?
I'm definitely ill. That shit was riding.
All right, ill. KT's in the building. He's being patient. Yes, he's already got two songs. So what you got, like one or two songs already in here? You know you got to be patient.
I know you got to get
some of these new guys in here, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm just being patient here waiting.
All right, homie. Appreciate it.
Yo,
404-447. I hear that. What's going on? This your boy Ray Money, man. I'm fucking with that Georgia boy Ryan.
What's up? Hey, you sent me an email. You say you sent me some songs, and there was no MP3s attached on me. Did you get my email back?
No, I did not. I've been running around, but that was my fault.
Okay, you sent me this. You said, can you get these in? But then there's no MP3s attached. I emailed you back, homie. All right?
All right. That's all right.
Send me the MP3. You got to make sure you attach the file.
I got you.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, though. L. 404-835. Killer Kill.
Ew, what it is, man. Dick and Jane in the building, man.
Man, where the hell y'all been? My folk, them.
Oh.
What up, though, man?
We good, though.
What up?
We good, though. Shit. May 3rd, join at the Hip Hosted by DJ Holiday, baby. We coming. We been working.
We know, man. Am I VIP guest? Am I VIP guest? Can I be VIP guest?
Ah, right, come on, man. You know that.
Kill or kill?
Actually, I can't even vote on that right there because we just hopped into the line. So we gotta vote for the next joint, man.
All right, that's what's up, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Dick and Jane, they in heavy rotation, too. All right, stand by. Avenue, kill or kill? Avenue.
Yeah, I said I yelled it.
Feeling it?
Alright. Yeah.
I'm after comma. See, we're down in Florida. Real star, Illa Kill, man. For that Georgia boy.
Ew, that one, man. That Georgia boy was nice right there.
Alright, ill.
Yeah.
We'll take it back up top. Michigan girl, Illa Kill.
I'll give it an ill. I like the beat.
Alright. That was actually 8. I could have stopped, but I just wanted to see what everybody said because all of a sudden everybody raised their hand and a whole bunch of people jumped on the line. So I want to make sure I get all the votes in. Okay, Georgia boy, can you please, for the love of God, stop tweeting me? Shit! You ill! Jesus F. Christ! And since I say Jesus F. Christ, we'll get a Dougie F. Bueller. He shall be next on Willa Kill. Okay. Represent, hold on, let me, I don't know where he's from. Hold on, wait a second. Twink, where is this guy from? Dougie F. Euler, where's he from?
Clinton, Maryland.
Maryland? Where is it? Where?
Clinton, right outside of D.C.
Okay, Maryland. All right, let's see. Dougie F. Euler, the name of this joint is called Go. We're going to go ahead and get this thing popping, man, right here on K1 Internet Radio, man. You know the drill, man. Is it ill? Should it be killed? You know what I'm saying? I'm just a facilitator, but you guys are the judge, jury, and executioner. Tell me what you think about the music, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. All right. 347-934-0966. All my ATL artists that's on the phone lines, straight up, if you in Atlanta and you free this Wednesday night coming up, come fuck with me at a Throwbacks. I'm going to be judging on the panel at Throwbacks, one of the biggest open mics in Atlanta. Definitely the biggest one on the South Side for, you know, well, I don't want to step anybody's toes, but it's been ongoing as long as anybody. I know that. You know, I don't know. I don't want to compare. But it is a good one. P. Brown, Street Talk, Bag Boy, shouts out to the homies, salute, C-Bone, yo. Everybody that's affiliated, you know what I'm saying, over there at Club Throwbacks. Big Wayne, shouts out to him. Still wishing him a speedy recovery. Y'all come rock with me. I'll be in the building. I'll be hosting. Well, not hosting, but I'll be judging on the panel. I'm so used to hosting shit. I'll be judging on the panel for the open mic over at Throwbacks. So you guys come over there, and you guys rock out with me over there on the South Side on Old Nat. All right? So here we go, man. Dougie F. Buell representing Maryland, close to D.C., not necessarily D.C., but... Yeah, no, or whatever. Name of the joint, go. Ill or kill.
3. Breaking point and all that good shit. I think it's been realer than the words I have wrote. I'm chasing this cash, causing currency to elope. I'm speaking to God, hope he hear my salutations. Proceed to not repeat them, that ceremony sacred. Over my shoulder lies a shadow from assault. You peasants don't get it, go ahead and read lots.
I fix my approach, that's why they all in their feelings. I feel some kind of way, but I'm better off chilling. Take the root of all evil in my holy divine plan. I hope he see my righteousness as I distribute grams. Facades are a problem, young boy never lied. I rely on my truth and humbleness to get me by. Maybe that's stopping the complete aim of my existence. These chimps show they ass, so I call it monkey business. They handshaking cops in a figurative sense. Can't say that in rap, they on everybody's dick. Funny how niggas say it, they certify homophobes. Then they diss another rapper raping him with dildos. Niggas is bent wrist, I can see it in they deeds. They sold they fucking soul just to get a house deed. Excuse my repeat, but much needs to be said. And everybody's scared, thinking I'm sick in the head. Fuck what they thinking, blinking at the stars. I listen to go-go, homie, you can keep your bars. I'm studying the major, taking all day advice. Having conversations with professionals over fried rice. Low-key dub, stuck where I've been at. Talking to this midnight, I think I spit this drug rap. Shorty, can you hear? I'm speaking apartheid. Stuck face, made the chick go hitch a ride. Tired of a brick, a nigga looking for a brain. She rather watch Kamore and get drunk to ease her pain. I'm laughing at a vice as I roll up a spliff. I take it all you wanna do is hold a gangster dick. Well, gone, here's your chance. You can find one, then off your romance. Bring me back his funds. No question mark, dog, I ain't asking for shit. And all I know is these shows, they help pay my rent. Giving up love like giving up your heart. It's okay when the voices in your flesh is in the dark. Bomb.
All right, and we're back. 347-934-0966. How the fuck I lose my pen? I'm sitting right here. Some bullshit. I need my pen to mark the vote. Oh, okay, here we go. Ah! Oh, yeah. 347-934-0966. Let me know. Dougie F. Bueller representing Maryland. Is it L? Should it be Kill? Start at the top. Team Barrels. Ill or Kill?
Yeah, I'm an Ill. I mean, it wasn't better than the other two songs, but, you know what I mean? It's all right. Ill.
Giving it to Ill. I know what this vote is. Twink, Ill or Kill?
I can't stand him as a person, but the song go hard, so I'm an Ill.
How you gonna sing shit about from somebody that you don't even like? I should kill it because you said that. What the hell is going on? I should kill
manager.
Him because you...
I'm his manager. I'm required to do stuff like that. I just don't like him as a person.
Wow. Did you hear... Let me stop the fucking music. So we got an artist whose manager don't even like him, but who's still doing her job... getting him out there. I don't know if that's good that you're still doing the job, but I don't understand why I manage somebody. Well, no. Unless he's... Are you making a lot of money for managing him? Is he hot? I don't know. Song's okay.
I don't have a regular job.
Well, there you have it. Ew. Next one. Rasty Ross. Rasty, what you think, man? Ill or Kill? I don't even know what to say to that.
Hey,
Ill or Kill.
I'm a Ill on the fact that he actually has some substance in this music.
Okay, maybe I wasn't. Okay. Okay, yeah. I don't know what he said, because I was trying to get into it, but my, you know, my vote don't count. KT, Ill or Kill, homie?
Man, it was all right, you know what I'm saying? They had a nice little beat. He sounded cool, and I'm going to go ahead and Ill it.
All right. Four. Oh, so close. Jiggy James. What up?
What up, man? We gonna give it an Ill, man. I like Homeboy's lyrical ability, man. It was different.
Right. He can flow. You know what I'm saying? If I was voting, I probably would kill it because I totally don't like the beat. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Yeah. The beat was kind of suspect, but
yeah, I totally don't like the beat. That's what killed it for me. But he can rap. It's not him.
Yeah, and that's what made the record because he was riding it though.
Right. Right, he can flow. It's just the beat is just, I don't even know what to say about the beat, but you know, you're giving it an Ill. That's it.
Yeah.
Next up, 804. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Who? Mike, what up, Mike? What you represent? Where is 804 at?
Virginia.
Where?
Virginia.
Oh, Virginia. You calling in to hear a specific person or something?
Hmm?
You calling in to hear a specific person?
I'm singing a song my homeboy saying, All For You. It's two songs we sent, All For You and It's All Good.
What's the name of the artist?
G-Hall and Charlie Rocks and Eddie Valiant.
Oh, you guys. Okay, I got you guys. All right, you guys, you know you got to call into the show, man, because, you know, I play somebody else's shit if you don't call into the show.
Yeah, I figured that out the last time.
Right. Yeah, Charlie Rock, right? All For You.
Yeah.
I got that. All right, you guys stand by. You guys get played. Stay on the line, though, and vote, all right?
Hold on. But I'm going to kill this thing. You ain't asking yellow kill.
I did. My bad. Shit, kill Blizzard for that. You said you killing it?
Yeah.
Okay, you killing it. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He needs one more to make it over there. Let me see who else. All right, that's a one kill vote. Next up, 239. Yellow kill.
Yo.
What up, though? Who this?
What's up, dog? It's your boy 100, man, from representing that 568, man. Y'all already know.
Yeah, 100 rounds. You know I can't really do 100, but they get the point. What's up, homie?
For sure. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? On the real, though, dog, like, I caught, like, the last little minute of it.
Huh.
I'm on the roll right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm streaming off the tablet right now. And
it
sounded a little foreign to me, dog. You know what I'm saying? It went radio friendly, dog. Like that beat and all that shit was like boring, dog.
I can understand. I can respect that assessment because that's where I'm at with the record myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so kill that, man. Y'all know, man. Shoot that shit, man.
Okay. That's where I'm at with it, but you know my vote never counts. That's 5-2. He gonna need one more though to make it past that. Let's see what's gonna happen. 316.
Kill it.
316.
Kill it.
Why they just come up with saying kill it?
Why they just
come
saying kill it?
Okay. Kill. That's another kill.
Kill.
Oh, man. 5-3. Oh, no. It's getting tight. Real star. Illa Kill. Florida checking in.
I really didn't even get to hear that song. Like, I really God, did.
Don't tell me
I
that.
Really
I need it. You can't. Come on. Don't. Oh, my God. You don't know, so you can't vote? Don't vote if you didn't hear it. Don't do that, though.
I mean, I can't even vote because I didn't even hear the song. I really didn't.
Stand by. F, Illa Kill.
Man, I ain't going to be able to save him, man. I'm going to have to kill him, dog.
Okay. All right. That's, now it's 5-4. 5-4. Let's see. Hold on. 267-997, Illa Kill. 267-997. Yo. They hit the number one. They still. Bullshit. Michigan girl. Illa Kill. Michigan girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't really feeling it, so I'm going to have to kill it.
5-5. Next vote decides whether this song makes it. Next vote. Decides whether this song makes it. Let me try 267 again. 267-997?
Yeah, I got to kill it.
Ah! It was so close, too, though. It was close. It was like 5 in the beginning, and then it came back 6 straight to murk it. You know what? That's why I don't like to give my personal opinions after the fact, because I be feeling like when I say something, people be listening to my influence. And I don't like it. I shouldn't have said that. Did I influence your vote? Honestly, did I influence your vote?
No, not at all, man. You know, that's what it is. I listen to it, and, you know, I just got to kill it.
6-5. That was close, though. He was there. That's You know what's going to happen, y'all? You know what's going to happen, 267 and everybody else? You know what's going to happen now? Now, motherfuckers going to start tweeting and say, nah, this nigga Blizzard, man. This shit ain't like, it ain't a democracy. That nigga influencing the vote and shit. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like that. I was saying what I felt like. I just said it like, I said like 5 votes too early, maybe. Okay, maybe I did. Maybe I should have just pumped my brakes still. But this is how I felt about the record. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not whack. He can flow. I just want to hear him over a hot beat. And that one is not.
All right, yeah,
man,
that's pretty much what it was.
Hey, dude is nice. I just don't like that beat. I don't like the beat, though. But it doesn't matter. But it wasn't me, y'all. It wasn't me. Let me go back to his manager who doesn't even really like him like that real quick. Twink.
Yeah.
See, it wasn't me, though. I probably shouldn't have said my opinion before, but I did that was kind of my slip up, but I was just kind of like trying to give feedback about, you know, keep it all interesting over here. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know how the show works. I know.
Yeah. But it was tied up. Y'all had them five. Y'all was up five, and then I don't know what happened.
I'll go through his other songs and see.
Send me some more stuff. I need another song. Give me the one with the. Okay. I'm gonna tell you. You know, you my people. I'm gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? It's to me. He can rap, but that beat is just. That beat is not the business. The beat is not the business. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know how it looks live, whatever, but that beat, it's the beat that killed me. But I know he can rap because I'm listening to him spit. You understand what I'm saying?
He's never did that song live. That was actually just a freestyle. He went in, had, you know, producer had the beat, and it was like, all right, cool. So, you know what I mean? I just wanted to get feedback on him personally, not the beat.
He can rap. He can flow. But that beat, I ain't going to be able to do it. That's just me personally, though. But it wasn't, I didn't kill it. The people did. I did not kill it, for the record. You can go back and listen to the fucking replays. The people killed it, not me. Go back. We on a podcast on iTunes. Matter of fact, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/K100 and listen to the replay. I did not. All I did was just say I didn't like the beat. That's all I said. Period. I don't want people to think I'm trying to cheat on the show. Somebody going to say it, though. All right, stand by, Twin. I hate that happen. Now, see, here comes the fuckery. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and get these other artists who've been tweeting me and blowing up my damn Twitter ridiculously. So, Dougie F. Bueller is the first killer tonight. Okay. Georgia Boy got ill. So far, we got Georgia Boy got ill. Cheryl Boy got ill. You know what I'm saying? I want to go ahead and play... Let's see, these guys right here been kind of going ham on Twitter with me, too, also. And we got KT on the line, so we got to make sure you get him on the line also. I'll go ahead and play the Charlie Rock right here. The name of this joint is called All For You, right here. These guys have been tweeting me, and then they called into the show, you know what I'm saying? And they've never been on here. So we'll go ahead and do the Charlie Rock. Charlie Rock featuring Eddie Vans. The name of this joint is called All For You right here on K1's Internet Radio. We're going to go ahead and run that, and you guys tell me is it ill or kill. Right here, you know the drill.
I ain't fucking with that pleasure, I feel your pain. Yeah, we know the head is good, but what's on your brain? I'm still the same, though my appeal has changed. Still rolling, but cannot keep the wheels the same. And we all know the hoes have been rearranged. Had to bleach the bullshit, can you see the stains? Big shit and make sure they believe the stains. I need the game, I said, coach, let me in, I need to play. Don't you hate it when they don't throw it your receiver's way? Sometimes I just wish that I could see a TV. Way. That way I wouldn't have to watch you walk away, and we all just pray. I'd rather let my Sunday morning pride fuck up their eyes, interrupting your issue, sorry if I fucked up the vibe. Oh, I guess now I'm a jerk off, but I didn't hear him, I was too busy jerking off. You know, like doing me, nasty motherfucker. So when it comes to them hoes, you can just add two or three. Soon with a weirdo stand, coming up with a plan to whoop the rich kid's ass, wondering now do them bad bitches last.
I know you see the legs, it's only bad. So baby, don't ask no questions, 'cause we do it all for you, we do it all for you. So baby, don't ask no questions, 'cause we do it all for you, we do it all for you. Yeah, we do it all for you.
Hey, Eddie, why don't you go and get a master? I'm not the college type, I'm on my arts and crafts. Yeah, all the music is massive.
Make sure you guys understand, artists don't get offended. Like, I nigga cut my shit off, nigga. No, nigga, I'm only going to play two and a half minutes tops of a record. Got too much music to play. But yeah, I'm going to try and let it run two verses and two hooks max rap. All right. So, let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. Charlie Rock and Eddie Vance, All For You. I kind of dig it. I like it. But it doesn't matter what Blizzum likes. You know what I mean? It matters what the people think. They are the judge, jury, and executioner. Illa Kill. Let's start at the top. Team Barrels, Illa Kill, homie.
Well, actually, that was a nice track, but I'm going to kill it for the auto-tune.
You're killing it for auto-tune? Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I meant to try to tell some, you know, auto-tune tracks always get killed on the show. But then again, sometimes people have a hair of their ass and they start liking auto-tune tracks. I don't know. Twink, Illa Kill.
I don't want to vote on it because I was half-ass listening.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Because I had to kill it because, like, it didn't grab my attention. I didn't want to pay attention.
If it didn't grab your attention, then it's a kill. I don't know. If you're listening and it didn't grab you and then you just start doing some other shit because it wasn't hot, then what do you mean? What do you want? What do you want from me? I guess all I can do. What is it? You know what? Jeez. I'm not trying to make you kill it. I'm just saying, did you not pay attention because it wasn't hot? That's what I'm asking.
Pretty much because I wasn't doing shit, but I just...
That's it. Kill. Next up. Rescue
Ball,
Kill.
Oh, hold on, man. I had to quit. Let me quit now for that tweet, man. Let me quit.
I don't even know what to do.
I killed the first little tweet that had me dying laughing, bro.
Are you killing it or illing it? Which one?
Well, I'm killing it. I'm like, tweet, it didn't catch my attention. The beat was nice, but it didn't catch my attention.
Okay. I don't know. I thought it'd be doing better than this by now. Kill or kill, KT.
Man, I'm gonna have to go ahead and kill it. I couldn't get into it, man. I'm gonna kill it.
Man, I like it. What? Okay, I don't know. Dick and Jane, man, Illa Kill.
Yo, you know what? No, me and Bonnie was over here like discussing it. Like, soon as the track came on and I heard the auto tune on his voice, I was like, yo, niggas is gonna fucking murk this track just off the auto tune alone.
You're right.
I already knew that, but it's crazy because I had already told myself, I said, you know what, I'm going to not judge it off the auto-tune. I'm going to judge it off the song. I was actually listening to the record, and he took me to like a Kanye kind of B.O.B. kind of mode. Like, shit was cool. It was peace. But the auto-tune, I mean, damn. But, yo, I'm going to give it an ill. Bonnie, what you say?
Ill.
Okay. So we illing it.
All right, y'all illing it, you know what I mean? 4-1, should be a close one. 804, Illa Kill. Virginia.
Ill.
Giving it an ill?
Yeah.
All right, ill. That's two.
Ill.
316.
All right, ill. That's two.
316.
That shit was washed up, man. It's something like this.
External sound effects on my damn show.
You can't be fucking putting external sound effects on my damn show.
But I'm still gonna kill it because you said kill, right?
But I'm still gonna kill it. Man,
that's a kill, man.
All right. 297. Kill a kill. 267-997.
I wanna I'm gonna kill that.
Okay, you sounded unsure. What? Were you kind of feeling it, but not enough to kill it?
Yeah, I was feeling it, but it didn't really make me move too much. You know what I mean? So okay. I gotta kill it.
Okay.
I know when the song make me move, then it's hot.
Alright, I feel you. I understand. 678-775-5. Illa Kill.
Yo, what's up, Blizzard? This Mastermind checking in, man. I'm going to have to kill that track, man.
Mastermind, what's up, Mastermind?
I like it.
All right, she's already... What's going on? She's already in rotation, so, you know, shouts out to her for calling back in, representing and showing love to the other artists. So you killing it? You didn't like it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, for the same reason everybody else said, just like Zeus said with the whole, it took him to a Kanye B.O.B. thing. was in the auto-tune, kind of threw it off. And then just like old girl was saying, I started doing some other shit. I started making my food because I really couldn't get into it. So,
okay.
Kill it. All
right. 100-round drum. Illa Kill, homie.
Hey, straight up. Kill that shit. But I also got something to say about that manager who represents that artist that she don't like, dog. What kind of shit is that, man?
Man, you know, I tried to walk away from it. You see me, I tried to really kind of like,
dog,
I don't know what to say.
You know what? Hey, listen, dog, I couldn't walk away from it, dog. It's like, dog, come on, man. For real, dog. If that dude don't fuck her ass tonight, dog, that nigga ignorant, man. Straight up. Straight up.
Twink, I can't, because I got, you know what? I would love to have this debate right now, but I got to go. I got to do some more songs. You guys stand by, though. That was funny. If I was him, it wouldn't be funny. But it was funny when she said it, though. I'm just saying. Okay, fine. Next up. 914, Illa Kill.
Yeah, that's killer. We're going to kill her. It's Hype from Yonkers. I submitted a song, too.
Oh, Hype. Let's see. Y'all, I got Hype. Tricking on hoes.
Yeah, I got that.
Tricking on hoes. We got Hype song in here. We're going to play you, too, homie. Stand by, right?
You already know I'm here.
That nigga got a song called Tricking on Hoes, Nickel. I hope that, yeah, I know he got a radio version because he sent me the radio version, but this internet radio, so we ain't finna play no clean versions. You send me two of them, I'm playing the other shit. Damn real. All right, so let me go ahead and go to the next song real quick because that's like already like 8 kills, so. But I will tell, hold on a second. Let me see, where's the artist at? Because the artist was on the line a minute ago. Where's the artist that sent that in? Where is they at? I want to make sure I holler at them. I'm going to tell them why I like it. I liked it, but hold on. Let me see. 337? 376?
Let's rest.
Came back up. Hold on. Let me holler at the artist real quick. I'm trying to find the artist. 847. That was them. 847. 847-219? 847? No. I don't think he's mad at me. I was just trying to give him some honest feedback. All right, anyway. I like that particular song, but I like the record. But me listening to it, I probably would have killed it on quality, honestly, out of anything else. The autotune didn't bother me as much because they were snapping so hard on the verses that I felt the record. But the quality of it was probably what I probably still would have illed it anyway because I felt like they snapped on the verses. But the quality of that, listening through it through my monitors, I'm like, I didn't like the quality. I probably would have gave him a pass anyway, but still, you know. You know, I'm a stickler for quality. You know, not quality of the recording. You know, the mixing and mastering of the record. I'm big on that here at K100. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of songs that get killed here because of the quality of the record. You know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and go to the next song. Next up. All right. Let's see. Let's go ahead and get to who else do we hit? We got Sean. Oh, I got to do this one. And then I get to KT. We'll make sure we get Hype on here. But I got to do this one. This is the homie Bama. All right, this is the homie Bama. The name of this record is called She Rockin'. You know what I'm saying? He be at throwbacks a lot, you feel me? So I told him I was going to show him some love, make sure I got him on, and he hit me up. So his people hit me up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to run this Bama, She Rockin', and then we're going to get to KT. We got Bama, KT, in this order that I'm doing, I'm going to play Bama, KT. Where's the other person that was tweeting the hell out of me? I see their name. Yes, Justin Royal, which is a female MC. I like to get the femcs in here. You know what I'm saying? Also Lace, you know, all those guys, Mona J, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get here, and I want to try to get two femcs in here, so I'll try and play that Kia or KIA. I hope she's not going by Kia, because you know that's going to be controversy. And of course, the homie Hype, who's on the phone lines. We're going to get all these guys up here. So right now, we're going to go ahead and play this Bama, She Rockin', Illa Kill, K100 Internet Radio. Tell me what you think.
She rockin', she rockin', she rockin'.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio, which I know a lot of you are, but maybe you're not. You can also follow yours truly at Blizzum. Why not? I've been on the unfollow spree on my personal page. I was following a whole bunch of motherfuckers who ain't following me back. What's up with DJs never following back? What is it? DJs be having 20,000 followers and 300 following 300. Fuck your Twitter, nigga. I mean, you a DJ and everything, nigga, but I'm not sweating your money, nigga. If I'm finna, nigga, you 20,000 motherfuckers, you couldn't even find it in you to find to follow back 15,000 of them or something, nigga, 20,000? Nigga, you ain't a star. You a DJ. And I ain't never heard of you. And you ain't Khaled or whoever the fuck you want to name. I understand they're going to have more people that's following them, because they rock parties and stuff. Come on, 20,000 to 300? I ain't fucking with you. All right, anyway, welcome to the show. Okay, that was Bama. She rocking. I'm going to start at the bottom of the list this time, because I got so many people on the phone lines at this particular point. Michigan Girl, Illa Kill for She Rocking by Bama.
I was giving it an L.
What's up? How you doing? What you doing over there?
I'm good. Just got home. Illa.
I like Michigan Girl. She's hot. Oh, I didn't say that. I said that loud. I was thinking it, but I didn't mean to hit that button. Stand by. 316-778. Illa Kill.
I didn't mean to hit that button. Stand by. 316-778,
Illa
Kill.
Ah, Illa, it was cool.
Giving it an L, it was cool. Appreciate you. Alright. Let's see. 678-526, Illa Kill for that Bama. She rocking.
Hey, man. It's your boy Glenwood Lalo in the building, man.
Lalo, what up, man? You, what, this is another number? How many numbers you got, nigga?
Hey, man. You know I'm still ducking them people, man.
What's shout out to the
I
homie.
Ain't even hit though, bro. I just
oh, you
got
ain't
back
vote?
On.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, shout out to the homie Glenwood Lalo. He just shot a video this past weekend that I was at his directorial debut or whatever. But it came out good, man. You know, good people got a lot of support. A lot of people came out to support that dude. That says a lot about your character, man. So I can't wait to see the finished product.
Oh, man. You know, that thing gonna be a movie, man. You know, it's gonna be about 7-8 minutes long, for real. I've been up all day editing it.
All right, that's what's up, man. Well, stand by, all right? You're going to listen to the next one, right?
I'm here.
All right. 267-997, Illa Kill.
Yo, it's Ill. You know, the sound quality could have been a little better.
Uh-huh.
Besides that was Ill. All
right, I feel I'm with you on the sound quality, but it was still good enough to where I still would have illed it, but it could be better. That song could be way better with a better recording. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, for real, with a better recording, it could be a southern hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right, right, right. I feel what you're saying on the quality, though. It's off, but it's still good enough. All right, thanks. Ill. 100-round drum, Illa Kill.
Man, you already know, man. Blood Raw, they're doing the She-Rockin' thing this year, man. So kill that shit, man. Blood Raw, you're killing that, man.
You killing it are you killing it just because Blood Raw got a song? You know it's my nigga.
I mean,
but you're killing
it
because
if you're going to title your shit somewhere near to nigga shit, dog, I mean, that bitch got to be damn near up to par with
I don't even,
killing
but
it,
you
dog.
Know, I don't even think, that's, Bama's been doing She Rockin' for about a year, so I don't even know which one came out first at this point. He's been pushing that song for a year. He's been pushing that song for like a year.
I'm going to the side quality then. I'm going to kill it on the side quality then. Let me put it like that.
All right. I'll take that one better than that, because I don't even know if he even knew about that record first when he first did that. All right.
Okay.
I'll give it a kill, though. Kill. All right. Next up, Raspy, Illa Kill.
Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and give it an L. A sound quality, like y'all say, could have been better.
Okay. All right. Another L. That's 4-1. 914-468, Illa Kill. 914? From the 914. Area code 914. What up, though? 914. Go to the next one. 804, Illa Kill.
I'm going to give it a drink of ill.
You giving it an ill?
Yeah, I'm giving it an ill. It was all right. I like the little R&B feel. You told me I'm going to give it a good drink.
Say what now?
It's all good.
I played it. You talking about Charlie?
No, I'm talking about it's all good. G-O, G-I-H-U-L.
What?
G-I-H-U-L. It's called
G-I-H-U-L. G-I-H-U-L. I don't see that. Did I send y'all an email back?
I don't know. I sent it earlier, though.
It's All Good? That's the name of it?
Yeah.
I don't see that. What's the name? You said that's the name of the artist? What's the name
of it? G-I-H-U-L. G-I-H-U-L. It's All Good.
I think that was one of the ones where something was off about that email. Did you check your email again?
No, I'll check it though.
Check it again. I think either you didn't attach it or something, because I remember seeing that, but I didn't upload it for some reason. I remember all seeing right. that, but we didn't upload it. Go check your email real quick. But I'm gonna take your ill vote. Go check that and then get back with me. All right.
All right.
Dick and James, Illa Kill.
Like a bias. Fucking vote, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with anything, my nigga Bama. Shout out to my bruh. Shout out to CME. Shout out to Drum Squad, you feel me? I fuck with Bama. That's my bruh, so I'm illing it off rip.
All right, ain't nothing wrong with that shit. That's the whole point. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, KC, you up next, KC. Ill or kill? KC.
Yeah, what
up, though?
It was a cool little track. I'm going to ill it.
Giving it an ill. Hey, Twink, ill or kill? I know what she's going to say.
I'm an ill it, and I'm not going to respond to that guy that was questioning my decision to not like somebody.
Okay. You don't want to say anything back? You know me.
You ever hang out with somebody that you thought that you might like? You know, you like his music and everything, but then when you finally get to meet this person and sit down and talk to this person, you realize they're a dick in real life.
Uh-huh. Yes,
but
I have.
But by then, I was already his manager. Like, I mean, we sat and talked business-wise, but when I got to personally sit down and know him.
How did you become his manager without sitting down and meeting with him first? How did that happen?
I met him in a personal, I mean, I didn't, I met him in a business setting. When I went out and hung out with him, like, uh-huh. personal, I was like, ill.
Okay. But at this point, paperwork had been signed, right? Is it what you're
yeah.
saying? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, I can. I mean, shit happens, man. You feel me? I mean, motherfuckers have collaborations that ended up trying to kill each other at some point. So, you know, I don't even know what to say about it. I'm just like, I probably would have not said that on the air, though, knowing that this is being recorded and people can hear it. That's all I'm saying. I probably would have just left that particular point out at this particular point. That's all me. But that's just me, though. But I'm not a manager. I'm just saying. last vote, and we're going to get to the next one. 267, Team Barrels, ill or kill?
Yeah, I'm illing it.
All right, giving it an ill. All right, so the Bama, the homie Bama's in there. Now, of course, all of you know, all the artists who get illed on the show, they get put into the subway. And, how that works. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the next song. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. We're going to go ahead and go to the homie KT. He's been waiting patiently. He called into the show. He's got a new joint. You feel me? I'm just going to go ahead and run his. Kid KT is short for Kid Terrific, by the way. Kid Terrific. Right here on K1's In There Radio. Name of this joint is I'm Gone. You tell me, is it ill? Should it be killed? After that, that's the Kid Terrific. Let me see who I'm going to run. After Kid Terrific, I'm going to run who's really been tweeting me, though? Justin Royal. I'm going to play Justin Royal and Papa Smurf. Yes, his name is Papa Smurf. Lord, please don't let this song just be as unoriginal as that. But I want to play it because these people have been hitting me up. All right? 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Tell me, is it ill or kill? Kid Terrific. I'm gone.
Stay up.
up in your line. I lay that top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Ride around with that crowd. I'm in my own zone. In my own zone. I'm in my own zone. Boy, stay up in your line. I lay that top back and I'm gone. Ho, I'm steady rapping my zone. Ho, I'm counting money, got long dough. With my foreign whip is on grown folks. She told me quick and I long stroke. While I'm counting cash, y'all gone broke. You ain't talking in Benjamin, then what the fuck you hear my phone for? I'm riding around getting don't know. Through them city streets and it's tenant. Straight dry cash, you know it ain't rented. Looking for your bitch, you ride with me in it. I'm driving mind in my business. Can't really trip, my license suspended. Got 40 bands, I did 2 shows in 1 day, I just spent it. Don't mind me, I'm on and I'm flexing. No way room and no, I'm not stretching. Seen shouted choosing up on me, plus I could tell she black and had Mexican. Top still gone, yeah, I'm still getting it. Y'all just talk about it, I live it. Got rich, hard to rap, spit stupid bands on this whip, I'm in this too. I lay that top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Ride around with that crowd. I'm in my own zone. In my own zone. I'm in my own zone. Boy, stay up in your life. I lay that top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Ride around with that crowd. I'm in my own zone. In my own zone. I'm in my own zone. Boy, stay up in your life.
I put my spaceship out on Colin. Left my roof on ocean. Ashy ass Panamera, need to get some lotion. Mixing up my potion. Bragging, but I'm not boasting. Mix the promethazine up with the codeine. My nigga, I'm leaning my top back, I'm rolling. I got your bitch calling my phone. Your bitch calling my phone. My amigo hit, told him bring the bricks. Give me 20 minutes, they gone. Got a condo on my wrist. And I'm riding around smoking Keisha. In a porn whip, and I'm porn sip. With an actress diva like Eva. Got a palace nigga like Siva. I'm black as shit like my pizza. Don't fuck around with no packages. I go to California for my reefer. Go to Germany for my whip. Cop a Birkin bag for my bitch. What you talking about? I gotta stop the verb. I just push a play like this.
I lay that top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Ride around with that crowd. I'm in my own zone. In my own zone. I'm in my own zone. Boy, stay up in your life. I lay that top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Top back and I'm gone. Ride around with that crowd.
Top back and I'm gone. I'm interested. I really want to know what's going to happen with this vote for various reasons. That was KT, Kid Terrific, Illa Kill, right here on K1's Internet Radio. I'm gone. Is it ill? Be killed. And it's on the people. We'll start at the top again this time. Team Barrel, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm going to kill that. Did I hear, like, the song skip in the second verse?
You know, actually, in the second verse, I think that was on purpose. That was an effect I think they were trying to achieve on the second verse. When he was, like, chopping, I think they actually did that on purpose. I'll ask the artists down the line, but I think that was it. Because I was listening to that, and I think that was an effect. I think they was trying to actually do that. Yeah. Like, as an effect. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. But I'm killing that for the quality anyway.
Okay. Dick and Jane, Illa Kill.
Oh, man. Turn the fuck up. That shit was hard, man. Illin' it. Yeah.
All right. Next up, 804-931, Illa Kill.
I'm going to go ahead on MSJ. Like, the second verse was kind of crazy, and that little beat ad-lib was throwing it off. But the actual audience itself, I liked it.
Okay. Ill. Rapper Ross, Illa Kill. Two to two. Glenwood Lalo, Illa Kill.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking with that, man. Illa.
All right, giving it an ill. 678-357, Illa Kill.
Man, what up? It's Johnny the Boy, man. You know I'm about to ill that. That's my brother right there, Kid Terrific. Shout out Tipsy. Shout out Mastermind, man. Ill that thing. Top back and I'm gone.
316, Illa Kill.
That's what's up, I'm illing it. And that goes Illa. In.
Alright, giving it an ill. 410-766, Illa Kill.
It's point, my cell phone died. I'm gonna ill it.
You giving it an ill? Okay, you're back with another number. Okay. Alright. 502-974, Illa Kill.
I'm gonna have to kill it. I wasn't feeling it at all.
Okay, 502, where you from?
Kentucky. Where you from?
I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Yes.
Okay, who you want to hear? You trying to call for somebody tonight?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to hear Be Good.
Be Good?
Yes.
No, Be Good is not on Illa Kill. He's already in rotation on the subway.
Okay.
Yeah, he's already in rotation. Yeah. You talking about quit lying about shit? That Be Good, my homie. Yeah. With that song,
okay.
Right? Yeah, he's already in rotation. This is the show that determines who gets put into rotation right here. Still, stay on the phone and vote, though, if you can.
Okay.
All right?
All
right. Stand by. All right, but she killed it. 100 round black. What up, homie? Illa Kill.
Hey, man, I hate to be the odd man out the bunch, dog, but, you know, I'm going to kill it, but I'm going to tell you why I'm going to kill it, dog. Like, the hook, straight, you feel me? The hook come off Gator, right? But then nigga get into that 2 Chainz thing, man, the 2 Chainz already messed with that, you feel me? So don't even fuck with that, you feel me?
I knew you was going to say something around about those lines.
Come on, man. We got the same ear, nigga. You already know, nigga. We in this together, nigga. We think together, nigga.
But you know what? I'm actually doing. You know why I said at the beginning of this vote, I was really just checking to see what was going to happen because I'm doing my own personal. Hold on. You stand. Let me take these last two votes, and I'm gonna tell you why. I knew why I'm really interested in that, the fact that you said that because of what I think about it personally, and what I think about that whole genre, that whole subgenre of rap. Hold on a second. Chicken girl.
I wouldn't buy it, but. Probably playing the club, whatever, so I give it an L.
Giving it an L. Okay. Trust me. That's along the lines of what I'm going to say in a minute. 316. Trust me. That's along the lines of what I'm going to say in a minute. 316. 778.
Man, I ill it, man. It was cool. Made me want to goddamn go cop me a drop, though.
All right. Ill. I'm going to say one more vote. 914. Right. Kill.
Yeah, I'm the L.
Giving it an L. Who's this?
It's Hype.
Hype. All right, Hype. You're on deck. Stand by. All right?
All right, cool.
All right, Hype's on deck. All right, there's plenty of votes right there. You feel what I'm saying? Then I'm going to go ahead and play the homie Hype. Let me go ahead and type his name and make sure I can save him. It's so difficult to do that, man. I got 26 people online. I can't just keep name people hang up and call back. Anyway, the song got an L. Now. KC.
Yeah, what
KC.
Up, man?
What up, homie? You in there. I'm going to play that one. That's probably one of my – I think maybe I like that one. I don't know. Doing my thing might be better than that. I'm on the fence with it. All right?
Yeah.
But I'm open to the line because I'm going to hear what you – I'm opening your lineup so you can hear what I got to say. And you can respond or not real quick. Real quick so I got to move on. But what people don't – have to understand about Atlanta music, you feel me, right now – I'm anticipating this even when I go out and I judge the I have to remove myself when I'm judging here in Atlanta and I'm judging on panels and stuff. Are you coming out to Throwbacks Thursday to do your thing? Maybe. I don't know. You should. I'm gonna be on the panel.
I'm actually out of state right now, but if I was there, I would.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, in Atlanta, Georgia, the sound that he's got, which you're from Atlanta though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing with the sound of Atlanta is. Like the homie said, well, he's got that 2 Chainz sound, or he's got that sound. What you have to understand about Atlanta, and I don't even know if it's necessarily the artist's fault, but a lot of the artists in Atlanta, and I've said this 1,000 times on internet radio on my show, you have to give these guys in Atlanta a little bit of a pass when they sound like another motherfucker. And it is their fault because they've been tricked into thinking that in order to get on and get your shit played in the club in Atlanta, you got to sound like some shit that's out so the DJs can mix it in. That's not really a lie. The DJs really do need to mix it into that set, and they really do be trying to mix it in with Future or 2 Chainz or whoever the fuck is hot at the minute. It rotates every other often. So if you're an artist in Atlanta, when you drop a single and you know you don't have enough money to go worldwide with it like that right there, you're going to drop something that sound the same way with that same little Chainy hook, with that same 808 and all that because you're in Atlanta. And in order for you to make it easy for a DJ in a strip club in Atlanta or even a record club in Atlanta to play it, you going to make a song like that. I don't give a fuck because you already know it's easier for them niggas to mix that shit in. And that's the culture of the music of the rap game in Atlanta. It's something that I personally don't like about the music here. But when I'm judging music and I'm judging artists, I can't sit here and say, man, you sound like 1,000 other niggas you whack. No, because then I'm going to go to a club and hear a nigga that sounds just like that and it's 1,000 bitches in there know every fucking word to the song. You feel what I'm saying? So I can't say it's not hot. At this point in Atlanta, when I'm judging shit, I look at it and I say, okay, is it
would it, could you mix it in with whoever else or whoever else, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how I start judging artists. And I'm not trying to put KT down or anything. It's just the culture of music and the way the music is done here in Atlanta now. It's like they want you to, especially DJs, they want you to sound like somebody else, or they really don't want to mix it in. It's like, you know, back in the day when artists, it was taboo for artists to sound like other artists in Atlanta now. They want you to sound like another person so they can mix it in they sets, especially if you're trying to break it in a strip club or anything. Them strippers like to dance off a certain kind of motherfucking beat. Certain clubs in the South Side and the West Side going to play a certain kind of motherfucking beat, and if ain't that nigga, it's not going to get played, period, point, motherfucking blank. So it's kind of like the artists have their hands tied. That's what's going on in Atlanta right here. And so when you listen to Atlanta music, you have to understand that Atlanta, when Atlanta says they got their sound, motherfucker, they mean it. God damn it, if you don't got that sound, you better know a motherfucker who's going to play it. You got to know somebody to get it broke. Or you could just have that sound and they can play it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just what's going down in Atlanta, Georgia. So when you say, oh, they sound like this, I'm sitting here listening to the song, and I already know what KT sound like and his whole camp, all them guys over there, Youngie and all them, they all sound like a lot of other niggas in Atlanta. That's how Atlanta is. You cannot fault artists for that because that's how they get hot around here. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you get hot. It's point blank. You know what I'm saying? You can't skip that. You know what I'm saying? You can't skip that. You know what I'm saying? So you got to just take that into consideration when you're listening to Atlanta music. You know what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, it sounds like that, because this is Atlanta. This is what they do. This is what the DJs do. This is how they, when you break records in a strip club, which is a great way to break records in Atlanta, you got to have that kind of sound that they want to hear. And you can't judge the artist and say, man, he sound like this. No, because then you're going to have the motherfuckers in Atlanta, you're going to have to say that you can't fuck with. You know what I'm saying? They got original artists here too, but for the most part, when they coming up, in order for them to try to get their song played by these DJs, they got to do that because the DJs got their hands tied because they don't want to play it if it don't sound like that. That's crazy. But it's true, though. And so I give guys a pass. I'm just listening to what he's saying. Does he have his own little niche? But I know it's going to sound kind of like something because he got to, because he's trying to break it in the club. He's trying to make a club hit. You feel me? So when you go to the club around here, you know what I'm saying? They love that. The girls, the younger girl, they love that shit. Man, I can't hold that against artists, because really at the end of the day, it's like, if you don't, nigga, you know how hard it is to get to break a record that don't sound like that here? You better have some motherfucking long ass money. That's just a little bit of schooling session for everybody who might be listening to the show who don't understand. Because all the time I hear people saying, Atlanta, man, Atlanta. Yeah, all the niggas sound the same. But nigga, if you lived here and you trying to motherfucking break a record and you trying to do this rap shit in Atlanta, guess what you going to do? Same shit. I don't, but I'm not necessarily breaking my records here either. I'm an artist. I don't sound like them, but I don't even break my records in Atlanta. I break my records other places, and that's just how I go about it. It's because I live here, and that's why I use the internet and stuff to break my songs in other places, because I don't have that sound, and I can't conform. But these guys that's around here, these dudes, they already know, because they go out every motherfucking weekend at the Ritz or wherever, and they're going to hear the same shit 1,000 motherfucking times. What you want them to do? And they know they're trying to get that same DJ to play it? You can't blame them, dude. You know what I mean? And I know somebody was going to say it, because I'm listening. I'm like, everybody from Atlanta was like, I fuck with it. Everybody who was like, kill it, they weren't from Atlanta. I'm looking at the fucking goddamn, as soon as I see the fucking area code, I say, they're going to kill it. I look at the area code, 678-44770, nigga, I better get ill, though. And every motherfucker from Atlanta illed it, because that's the sound of the city. And we broadcasting live from Atlanta. So you take all that shit into consideration, nigga. All right, next up. The homie Hype. Name of this song is called Trickin' on Hoes. Trickin' on Hoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100 NCAA Radio.
Capital. She looking good for you, do what she could for you. Grew up in Catholic school, but she repped the hood for you. Before you wake up, she already put on makeup. And without the makeup, she could still lift the wood for you. Cook food for you, curve dude for you. Bought that matching dress and the matching shoes for you. Got yourself in trouble, so she set your mood for you. When you hit her, she ain't tell, so she took the bruise for you. And this be the truth, it's realer than it seems. But if she carried the work before, it's cheaper than it seems. She washing all your laundry, iron out your jeans. If you ain't know, all them back shots be fucking up and clean. They got me meditating. I swear you want hype, don't want to hold this conversation. Fans asking for the truth, so that's my obligation. I'm upstairs and downstairs where the devil's waiting. Yeah, so how you perfect, cause we ain't perfect, but we could be any shape or form for you. Record me, I perform for you, and I don't make it rain, but I can make a song for you. I water the plants and mow the lawn for you. As long as you listen, I spit the song to you. And I don't like it short, I give it long to her. Long as she pay the pipe, it belongs to her. Shit, cause ain't nothing in this world for you. I'm on the payment plan, trying to pay off the world's fee. It ain't tricking if you got it. And if you see me tricking, I was tricking for a profit. And I've been killing with the logic. This concept get deeper than the project. How you feeling?
We be tricking on hoes, tricking on hoes, tricking on, tricking on, tricking on hoes, tricking on hoes, tricking on hoes, tricking on, tricking on, tricking on hoes. See you trick or treat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you trick or treat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Homie trick or treat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see you trick or treat.
Niggas be tricking, and all these women be hoes. That's how I'm feeling. And all these women be tricking, and all these niggas be hoes. That's how I'm feeling. Everybody got an opinion, but only God can judge me though. And we all play position. And I'ma tell you how I know. How you know? Think way back when, first time that you got her. Probably took her out to eat, you probably bought a product. Bill $500, bill $10. If you paid it, then you paid it. It still cost a dollar. She appealing, got you in the club killing. And I see that all smell like money in the building. You ain't gotta hear me, fuck how you feeling. Cause I wrote a song to tell you how the fuck I'm feeling. What's
we
up?
Be tricking on hoes, hey. Tricking on hoes, hey. Tricking on, tricking on, hey. Tricking on hoes, hey. Tricking on hoes, tricking on hoes, tricking on, tricking on, tricking on hoes. See you trick or treat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know a lot of niggas might tend to disagree. It ain't tricking if you got it, right? I mean, you're going to have to pay for the pussy some kind of way, right? What are you tricking, nigga? Did you pay to take that motherfucker bitch out to eat, nigga? You tricking, nigga. You pay for that pussy one way or the other. I'm going to say I can't. I like it. But it doesn't matter what Blizzard thinks. Oh, no. It matters what the people think. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. Michigan girl, ill or kill.
I wasn't really feeling it, so I'm gonna kill it.
Okay. Of course a woman ain't gonna feel it. You trying to tell these motherfucking niggas that goddamn not pay for a date.
That ain't even why.
I'm just saying. Des 317, what up though?
Hey, I did not like that. I'm gonna kill it.
I don't think no woman gonna like it. You know what? Y'all a trip. Y'all with that fuck shit. Y'all, it ain't tricking, huh? Taking you, let me tell you, you feel like a man tricking on, you feel like, you know, a man tricking if he take you out to eat. I'm talking about what the nigga talking about. Shit was trill, but I'm just saying.
I don't know. I didn't like it.
Of course you did. 914-468, ill or kill. 914-468.
Yeah, that's me. That's tight. I'm here.
What up? Oh, Illa Kill. You can vote on your own shit.
Oh, Ill, you already know.
All right, stand by. 914-721. Illa Kill.
Yo.
Illa Kill.
That shit is ill, son.
Huh. I'm already knowing, of course, these two
feeling
guys
that joint right there. Tricking on hoes, it ain't tricking if you got it.
we'll let's find out. Turn around drum, man. Illa Kill. Fuck, I don't know. 100 round.
Yeah, he's going to have to air that, man. I'm feeling that, man. But hey, one quick note, dog. One quick note.
Go ahead.
You say get them niggas a pass for not being creative, dog?
I'm not saying give them a pass. All I'm saying is when I'm down here in Atlanta and I'm at these open mics and shit and judging, nigga, I'd have 60 to 70% of the artists who come across me, I'd have to say are whack or whatever. If I took that stance, I'm not in the position to do that because I'm in Atlanta, I guess. You feel what I'm saying? I know a lot of them sound alike, and that's what it's like. It's not. It's like the DJs making them do it because the DJs won't play shit else. You feel me? It's crazy.
I feel you, man. But if any other state try that shit, dog, they gonna kill everything out that state. You already know that, man. So I don't know if we can just give Georgia that pass like that. We gotta give everybody that motherfucking pass.
Even South Georgia, it's even Georgia, because really South Georgia don't even just it, but it's Atlanta though. Atlanta is just like, I don't know, man. At some point they just start feeling some type of way about people talking about
their music, and all of a sudden they like, fuck all y'all, we gonna play what the fuck you wanna play, and if you ain't fucking with us, I sound, well, fuck you. That's what I feel like a lot of these DJs done just took that stance with niggas. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Straight up.
Yeah, yeah, I feel
you. If you hear, you'll understand what I'm saying. Niggas don't want to hear. I be saying that what I'm saying is true. A lot of niggas don't like what I'm. A lot of niggas don't like me for the fact that I say shit like this. But this shit is true. I'm out here in these streets and these clubs and this music shit every day, bro. You know, I'm seeing what's happening. I'm hearing these DJs. I'm seeing. You know what I mean? You feel me?
So, but I'm saying. But if they don't understand that the shit that do break up out of Atlanta, dog, be like the hottest shit, though. You feel me? Like everybody embrace that shit. The shit that do break out of Atlanta. You feel me?
Right. I'm telling you, man, you got to be here. You know what I'm saying? You don't understand, because I understand what these young dudes trying to come up. I understand they be trying to sound like somebody, because they want to hurry up and get that quick fame. They don't want to. When it's sounding original in Atlanta right now, it takes a longer route, I guess you could say. Well, you can go ahead and get that one little hot single that sound like whoever else, and then it can start playing, and they can start fucking with it, and bitches start dancing to it in the club ASAP. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Right. All right, stand by. 410-766, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
Okay. 3-3. Glenwood Lalo, Illa Kill, tricking on these hoes.
Trash it.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh, that's 4. 4-3 for Kill. Let's see what happens. Raspy, Illa Kill.
Be fighting to make my vote. I swear, his first verse was about a woman doing everything for a man. So, if you know what I'm saying, if she's doing all that for you, and you taking care of her, how is that basically tricking? It's like one wing with the other. So I kill that motherfucker.
You was listening more than me.
Listen. I hold artists to the same standard I hold myself to. Your chorus and your verse is supposed to complement each other. You know, a lot of these artists getting passes, even on features, I've been listening to a lot lately. Niggas ain't talking about nothing. What the fuck we chorus talking about?
Yeah.
They might slip it in on one or two bars, and everything else be something else.
That's been going on forever, though, man. I don't know, but it doesn't excuse it. It's a pet peeve of mine too, though. I ain't tripping. I mean, I feel you on that, but yeah. All right, so that's another kill. Okay, let's see. 5-3. It's gonna be a close one. 804-931. Illa Kill for that tricking on these hoes.
Man, I definitely gotta kill that song. I was actually laughing when it was playing, especially when it said trick or treating.
Okay.
Who rapping?
Alright. Dick and Jane, Illa Kill.
Yo, man, we've been over here rolling listening to this whole thing, the whole voting thing, yo. The whole voting process has been ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? I personally thought it was terrible, but I'm gonna let Jane give her vote.
Okay, go ahead.
I almost exploded. Ratchet Hoes came to my mind, and I agree with the guy Raph about staying on topic. So I'm just gonna say, killed motherfucker.
Okay, alright. What y'all think about my assessment about what I said about Atlanta, the way Atlanta music is going? I'd like to know, since y'all living in Atlanta and y'all grinding out here, do you think I'm correct in what I'm saying?
I most definitely feel that what you're saying is correct, bro. I mean, you know what it is. I mean, shit. In the A, you only got a couple of options. I mean,
right.
I mean, we just so happen to be different. Like when we come through, it's always some different shit. But then again, it's just like that doesn't say what's going on with everybody else, because it'd be like a good 80. You said 60. I think it's like 80, high 80.
I was being nice. Depends on what venue you're at, I was being nice. You know what I'm saying? Some venues are literally 80% of them niggas doing the same kind of rap.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to tell you, you know what I'm saying? Because we fuck with throwbacks. You know what it is, man.
Yeah, but I know you go somewhere. But the thing about Atlanta is, what I'm trying to tell people is, don't sleep on Atlanta. I don't want to make everybody think that Atlanta is all like that right there, because you don't have, like me. When I perform and play, I do Apache and stuff like that. You feel me? Stuff that is more susceptible to the outside and to the more hip hopish and more different sound. There are other venues in the city that you can, but I'm just saying, there is a, the pulse of the city is that, is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? And it's not
But that's also the essence. You know what I'm saying? That's also the essence of Atlanta. You know, it's always been like that. You know, I mean, the whole, once when Atlanta, like, figures or makes something hot, the whole city moves behind it. You know what I'm saying? The whole city runs with it. Like, when Lil Jon came out, you know what I'm saying? The whole city, like stood behind Lil Jon, and it was just like, it wasn't just a Lil Jon thing anymore. It was just an Atlanta thing.
It started with him, because before then, being unique was the thing. Back in Outkast and all that, everybody sounded different from Atlanta. And when Lil Jon broke, everybody wanted this. That sound just took the city over so fucking bad. It was like everybody wanted to sound like them. Then it went to Snap, and now it's where it's at right now, turned up.
Yeah.
You feel me? It was Crunk that turned up. But it's all once Lil Jon locked the city down and made everybody say, you gonna sound like this, or bitch, you ain't hot. Then from that point on, it just went from that, then it went to Snap, and then it went to, now it's at Turned Up. You know what I'm saying?
It's either that or get A-Town stomped out.
And that's the pulse of the city. You know what I'm saying? You can buck, but certain DJs is not even letting you, they're not even fucking with you if you're trying to buck that trend. And it's whatever, you know, you just don't fuck with them DJs, you don't fuck with those venues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But as K100 Internet Radio, I can't take that stance because I have to be objective and I have to look at it from a different view outside of my artist self, Blizzom. You feel what I mean? When it comes to stuff like that, you know, I have to separate myself. All right, one more vote, and we out of here. Team Barrels, Illa Kill on that joint, so we can go to the next song. I'm eating up too much time.
Yeah, I'm going to kill that. I wanted to just say something about that Atlanta thing. You know what I mean? I took my hat off to y'all down there because y'all back all y'all artists. Y'all give them mad support. You know what I'm saying? Up here in Philly, we don't get that. So it's nothing but respect up here for y'all.
Right, right. That is true. Like, if they fuck with Atlanta, when you break out of Atlanta, then the A gonna fuck with you. Everybody gonna fuck with you. It's just that when Cass is like, man, everybody sound the same. I'm like, if you lived here, that's true. But if you lived here, you would understand why. You know what I'm saying? You would understand why if you lived here. Yes, that is true to a certain extent with some artists and certain class of artists. But if you lived here, you would know why. You know what I'm saying? And you wouldn't be as harsh of a critic on that. Because I'm critical of that particular part about Atlanta, but you're also right too. When Atlanta, when they break out, and the city show them love, all the artists show them, look how much love 2 Chainz getting. You feel what I'm saying? All around the whole fucking city and everywhere else, but nigga, this, you know, look how much love all these other cats get, man. You feel me? And even if you don't like their music, they still get love in the city though. You know what I mean? So, hey, what are you gonna do, man? You feel me? And you know, like I said, it's not an indictment on anybody. It's just how it is. You know, you have to really live here to understand it. You feel me? And I don't even make that kind of music, but I understand it. I feel like if I didn't live here, I probably would take the stance of a lot of other people. But I live here, so I'm actually in the industry. And since I do internet radio and I'm at these panels and open mics and showcases, I have to sit back and say, okay, that's just how it is here. It's not necessarily like 100 Round was saying, are we supposed to give him an excuse? But he's not here. You know what I'm saying? If he was here, you understand that, man, that's just how niggas be sounding here. You know what I'm saying? It's not like if a nigga from South sound like Papa Duck. If a nigga from South Florida sound like Papa Duck or Tom G and got that up-tempo Florida, South Florida style, niggas say, all these niggas down in Florida. I was in Tampa. Matter of fact, I was in Tampa Wednesday, and I heard like 6 niggas with the same kind of quote-unquote South Florida, Tampa, West Palm area kind of sort of upbeat, you know, that Tom G's Papa Duckish kind of track. What you gonna say about that? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is what it is, but it's just that Atlanta is so big. It has so much people coming out of here, then more people sound like it. And that's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Is it hot? No, I don't necessarily buy it. But when I'm in the club or whatever, I see how these motherfucking women dance off to it. And at the end of the day, when they dancing, fuck everything else. Bottom fucking line. That's the bottom fucking line. When they dancing, fuck what your opinion think or know what else. No one cares. DJs don't care. Yeah. If bitches lead the flow, nigga, well, fuck your opinion. They here. That's the end of it. Period. All right, stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Let me go ahead and see who's next. Who's been really hitting me up like crazy? Let's see. I'm gonna do a FemC. A FemC. I'm gonna do a chick. And then I'm gonna do Jay Junior. Where's that chick? There was one female I wanted to do. Where is she at? Oh yeah, this is her. Justin Royal, and she hit me up on Twitter, so I'm going to make sure I get her in here. All right, at first I thought it was a dude. I thought it was Justin, like a boy, but I think it's just, my bad. I keep saying Justin, but Justine Royal. female MC. I'm gonna make sure I get a female in here. You know what I'm saying? Try to show love to the women because they be grinding. They got to go through way more than what we do. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna go ahead and make sure I get her on the line. Justine Royal. Name of this joint is called Give. Right here on Cable Engine Internet Radio. You tell me, is it ill or is it kill? And we'll go ahead and do what I say after that. I'll figure it out. Anyway, ill or kill? Justine Royal. Give.
But I don't think you will. Give me all your love, your time, and you will. How this working? I've been working. You've been working, but I see you deserting me. Me on the house scene. You can clean like I got a disease. But I'm a third.
And I blame you
because I'm a third.
Don't strike two.
You look at me like I'm done with the BS. I look at you like I'm done with the dumps. It started a cuz, we started a fight. Looking back, no mystery light. Think we in love with this really no telling. Think we in unity, that's more to be telling. I ask you once, you still don't follow. When it comes to you, you cold, I think you hollow. Think it was broke, it was thick. Now we looking like, what do we mix? Legging, white, yeah, terms in the gray. Making it sick, like, what did I say? Having that say, finally cuz I asked. Really get what's crazy, who passed? Wish it could last, so pretty it can't. Kinda like a brown thumb, still trying to plant and, done, but I think that it's over, over the shoulder. I miss you more over, but now we over.
They said it's not,
maybe we over.
Love never rides.
Don't say bye, cause I'll see you again. And don't say bye, cause we more than just friends. I see a success and I'm running after mine. But if I pass cross, I'll make it a sign. My biggest fan, I'm your biggest fan. Hop kids to a ticket back as planned. Never threw you under the bus. I did as told.
So I'm fighting with us.
Too bad when it's my fight, you green like mold. Too much fold. Underwhelming, yes, overwhelming. Trying to feel good, but no doctor told. And then through all the pain,
I still want you.
Through all the pain,
I tried to. But through all the pain, I see hate in your eyes. And through all the pain, I don't know what a surprise.
Long nights, up in the morning, long nights. Waiting for the storm and wondering why I put up with this love. At the end of the day, I know that I'm another oh.
That means he was so bored that he didn't even know that. Illa, he's killed it. That's AKA for him. 410-766, Illa Kill.
I'm an illit.
Okay. Ill. Are you illin' it?
Yeah, illit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ill. 42. 42. Dash, 317, what's up, babe? Illa Kill.
Hey, I couldn't hear it that well on my phone. Was the quality bad on that, too? Like...
Yeah, it wasn't good. It was okay.
I didn't know if it was my phone or not, so yeah, I guess kill it.
I mean, you really want to kill it because you didn't.
I couldn't understand it.
Okay. All right. 4-3. Hunter Round. What up, though? Illa Kill.
Hey, I'm gonna get to your raw, dog. You sound like a motherfucking robot reading a freestyle, dog. If you get what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if you get what I'm saying, dog. Like, you reading a freestyle, my nigga. So nah, kill that one, dog.
Okay. I felt like she was spitting though, but.
Oh hell no.
She was spitting. I'm softening the femme seeds. Whatever. Okay. Michigan girl, Illa Kill. Illa Kill, Michigan girl.
I tried. I wanted to kill it because she was a female, but I gotta kill it. I mean, I think the quality was matched up. It didn't sound a little robot-ish. Like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't no... It didn't have a flow to me. I know what she was saying, but just, like, the way she sounded, just sounded real... Just robot-ish.
Okay. All right. Well, that did her in right there. That vote killed her fate. I don't know, man. You know, I kind of was hoping she passed. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't bad to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That pretty much sealed her fate right there, man. Somebody else wants to vote, but that pretty much killed the vote right there. 914, you want to vote on that last song? Just, I want to hear what you got
to
say.
Yeah, it's hype. I didn't get a chance to respond. You know, you ain't click back in. So
My bad.
Appreciate the killers and the uplifters. But all right. Online, you can check it out. I mean, that song right there, I didn't really want to send that song. That's why I want the song, because I got a promo video out. I'm trying to promote that.
Okay.
So at the same time, when I sent it in, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, everybody was going to shoot it down. It's Tricking All Hoes. As soon as they hear Tricking All Hoes, they shoot it, because it's Tricking All Hoes. The name of the song is Tricking. If you see the subject when I sent it to you in your mail, it's Tricking. And now the first verse and the second verse. The first verse, I'm talking about what ladies do for you. The second verse, I'm talking about what men do for you. And the third verse, I summed it all down. So I know somebody said, you know, he's not sticking to the topic. I just want you to go to YouTube, type in Hype Tricking, and just listen to the song for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not on the phone or none of that. And all the ladies that hated the song too, I appreciate it anyway. And I just want you to tune in to YouTube. Listen to my song "Lean On Me" by Hype.
All right. Well, make sure you send me that one. I mean, you can.
But I'll pass that song too. I'll pass it.
Okay. Well, you can also send me another song in. Like, send me if you feel like that's a better song, whatever. You know, send me that one then, man. You feel me? All right.
I'm diverse. I spit all kinds of music, so that I don't want nobody to judge me off of just one song. I got all kind of music.
Right. All right. Well, we never do that because we got people who got killed two times and got in on the third time. So, you know.
If anybody can just tune in, yeah, hear me out, go to YouTube.com and type in HyperAct 1, the number 1. And you could just see it. I got live shows on there and everything. Everything live and I'm grinding.
All right, homie. Stand by. Thanks for calling into the show, though. You feel me? All right.
Yeah, you pretty know. I'm here.
All right. We got some more music, though, man. Shoo. Woo. Yeah, so there's just no way I could have got to all of it. I don't know. I sent a lot of people emails like tune in, but a lot of them didn't even tune in. Did they hit me on? Let me see. Who's the last person to hit Blizzum on Twitter? Let's see here. That's going to determine the next person. Oh, that was him. Played him. Played her. Played them. Oh, Jay Jr. Aha. Jay Jr. right here. K1 Internet Radio. We're going to go ahead and run him. That's right. He did hit me up. And then he had some other people hit me up on Twitter. All right. Jay Jr., Sports Center, Illa Kill. All right.
Guess I'll flip through these channels. See what's on. Nothing like making big plays. That's what life is about. Underdog shit.
Yeah, I'm making plays. This is Sports Center. Not here, loser. Come get with a winner. I keep it real. I'm Skip Bayless. can't tell me shit, I'm Stephen A. Smith. SportsCenter, SportsCenter. I'm making plays like SportsCenter. SportsCenter, SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm making plays like SportsCenter.
Junior be the best with the flow. Junior get head through the dough. Junior gets rock and roll. You just gon' tell your soul. Yes, dear, I go so hard. Yes, dear, I'm also scarred. These boys tell too much lies. These boys have no surprise. Don't disrespect the hustle. My flow show too much muscle. My chick, she black in knees. Smoke till she look Chinese. Yes, all we get it in. Fly like a pelican. And I would never stop until the man, he pulled a pin. Yeah, I'm making plays. This is SportsCenter. Now he a loser, come here with a winner. I keep it real, I'm Skip Bayless. And you can't tell me shit, I'm Stephen A. Smith. SportsCenter, SportsCenter. I'm making plays like SportsCenter. SportsCenter, SportsCenter. Bitch, I'm making plays like SportsCenter.
I'm on my toes watching these hoes while I'm watching these niggas. When you getting that money, I'm coming to get you. I done brand it back just like Barry Sanders in the day. If you hating me, then you must be the KKK. I done been there, done that, made money, play crash. My baby doll, she got an ass, dressed up in her Birkin bag. Damn, I praise the Lord, he made me a winner. Treat the beat like pussy, I am no beginner. Yeah, I'm making plays, this is SportsCenter. Now he a loser, come here with a winner. I keep it real, I'm Skip Bayless. And you can't tell me shit, I'm Stephen A. Smith. SportsCenter, SportsCenter. I'm making plays like SportsCenter. SportsCenter, SportsCenter. Bitch, I'm making plays like SportsCenter.
347-934-0966. That's the number dial to the show. I got one more. I can squeeze one more song in, and we go ahead and get these motherfucking votes in, okay? 347-934-0966. Y'all go ahead and vote real quick. Let me squeeze one more song in for 10 o'clock. Team Barrels, Illa Kill.
Yeah, I'm the Illit.
Illin' it? Okay. 804-931, Illa Kill.
Come on, Killer Exotic. Hey.
Oh.
What the, I sent in, I checked my email. The other song said it went through, it came through to you.
No, I know what happened. Y'all, the same person sent me the same joint, so I'm not, I can't play. You, whoever that was sent me one joint, and I played the other joint. I can't play two songs from one person on one show. It's not going to happen like that. That's what happened.
They're from two different people.
I'm saying the same person sent me to it, though. Like, whatever that same email from.
Yeah, you can't send them from the same email.
Saying you can, but I'm saying I'm not gonna play both of those in the same show because that's the same person sending me two different artists. You feel me? I got too many people, so it's, I'll get y'all on the next. But the other one I played, remember that one got killed, but I still played it. So I only picked one. I picked the one that was first. You know what I mean? And I'll play the second one the next. All right.
I can dig it.
All right. Rats Ross, Illa Kill.
Shoot it.
All right. 410-766, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
All right. 317, Dez, Illa Kill.
Kill it.
Well, this shouldn't take long at all. Hunt Brown Drum, Illa Kill.
You know what, I like that. I like the creativity with it, man, but go ahead and kill that, man, because I don't know. I don't know. There's something ain't right with it.
914-468, Illa Kill.
Kill that.
I pretty much was deciding to vote, but I'll take these last two because their hands raised. 847, Illa Kill.
That was ill.
Ill?
Yes.
Okay. 62, last one. Michigan Girl, Illa Kill.
I'll kill it.
All right. So, by vote of 7-2. You feel me? I'm going to go ahead and keep moving because you can't even come back from that one. That one got killed. All right, that was Jay Jr. Sports Center. That one didn't make it, homie. Send me some more in. If you see people listening on the line, send me some more in. All right. Let's see. All right. I want to get one more in. I want to get, it's like two or three more I want to get. Shit. I'm going to get this Mona J in. You feel me? Let me go ahead and get this Mona J. Well, then again, that Papa Smurf joint, I need to get that too. I'm going to pick the female though, because we only had one other female. If people are still on the line, if I got people still on the phone lines, listen up real quick before I even play this song. Check this out. Right now, if you're listening to me on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, if you want the show to go on, I can keep voting on songs as long as I have at least 10 to 15 people on the phone lines. But you have to actually call and you have to log off the show, because the show is going to stop playing in about 2 minutes, because we can only stream for 2 hours over the internet. But the show and the podcast and everything still records for another hour. So I can actually, if I got people on the line, on the phone lines, I can play songs and get those songs voted on too. All right. And if you're listening to me on the internet right now, you still want to vote or whatever, call from a phone. Make sure you got a secure line that's not going to drop the call. 347-934-0966. And I can keep voting on songs for a little while longer. So I want to squeeze some more in. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play this song by Mona J. All right. The name of this joint is called You Cheatin'. This is actually R&B. I'm trying to get some more R&B in my collection. So we're going to go ahead and play this Mona J. You Cheatin'. But hit the phone lines, man, because the show is going to stop streaming in about 90 seconds. But if you can't tune in, if you can't call in, I really appreciate you calling into the show for episode 290, Illa Kill. Tomorrow we will be right back, because I got so much music that I got to do two shows back to back, because I didn't do a show last week. And we'll get these other artists on tomorrow that we couldn't get tonight. But right now we're going to, hopefully we can get two more in, maybe three. Right now we're going to do Mona J with You're Cheating right here, K1 Internet Radio. You tell me, is it ill or kill? Did exactly what I asked him not to do and hung the fuck up. This type of shit I be talking about, Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I got enough callers to take a vote. Let me go ahead and take it. Team Barrels, Ill or Kill for Mona J.
Yeah, I'm killing it.
You killing it? Okay. Raspy Rawls, Illa Kill. Huh?
Get the gun.
410-766, Illa Kill for Mona J.
I'm going to have to kill it. Like, the best part of the song was the dude rapping on it. Like, I didn't like her singing at all.
Dez, Illa Kill.
I'm going to kill that one, too.
Michigan girl, Illa Kill.
Kill it. It was something about her voice. I couldn't even do it. Kill it.
Yeah, unfortunately, everybody hung up, and I asked everybody, please. I had 15 people on the phone lines when I started this song, and now I got 5. That's 5 kills. It was 5 kills straight. I may give Mona J another chance. It was like what, you had to wait 2 extra minutes on the phone line? Seriously? You couldn't do that? I got shit to do, too. Who is this private caller? Hello? Hello. Yo, what up with this?
This right, man. My shit showing up private?
Yeah, man, I don't know. I was like, I almost didn't answer your shit, nigga. You know, this is like a cell phone over here, nigga. All right,
man. I've been waiting in the queue. Got to hit the one.
Oh, shit, because I seen it. I'm like, I don't know what that is, nigga. I don't know what that is. I answer that shit.
I'm still on. I mean, hell, if anybody else want to join
go ahead and go off the air, man, because everybody act like they just had so much to do at 10 o'clock on the fucking dot. Everybody logged off directly at 10. I guess people who was listening on the internet, they were just like, fuck it, we'll catch it tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow, though, man. Send me the songs. I'll make sure you get on there, all right? Make sure you get on here early, though, man, so I can make sure you get on here in time, all right?
All right, we'll do. Great show. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. Mona J, I might give her another chance because it wasn't even enough people to get a real live vote, even though they all did kill it, like, all back-to-back. I actually like that song. It wasn't that bad. I mean, you know. What was wrong with Mona J? Y'all be tripping, man. Tripping. It was real. But anyway, I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you're listening to me on the internet, man, make sure you tune in to the show tomorrow so we can finish up Illa the Killer and the rest of these joints, and then we can get everybody in on the subway.
Yeah!
And I really thank everybody for hanging on with me. I mean, you know, two hours is a lot. It's tough for me. You know, it's a lot to ask people to go into that third hour. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who called in tonight and really just tuned in for the third hour. Again, if you're an artist, you know anybody that's an artist, tell them if they're in the A-Town, hit that Throwbacks this Wednesday. I'll be over there judging on the panel. You feel me? ChainlessEntertainment.com. Check that out. If you got a cell phone, a Droid, or an iPhone, download my app. It's free in the App Store and on the Droid Google Play Market. Just type in Blizzm, B-L-I-Z-M. I guarantee you will not be disappointed at the music. Shouts out to all the supporters and everybody who showed love to K100 Internet Radio today, man. Really appreciate it, man. Salute. We'll be back tomorrow for Illa Kill. We're going to finish this thing up, man, because I just got way too much music just sitting here. Got to get these guys voted on, either killed or in rotation, all right? So we'll be back tomorrow, man, for episode 291, Illa Kill. All right? Later, man. Appreciate the love. Thanks.